Alei Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Samech Zayin. The chapter is entitled Seder, which we'll see means orderliness. Says Gemara in Seita Daf Memtes, Omar Rova Bechol Yom Hayom Merubok Ki Lalasei Mishal Chaveri Yuchulei. Every day, Klala gets worse and worse. Cursings in the world, various calamities. Ela Alma Amayka Mekayim. How does the world endure? Says Rava, Akdusha de Sidra, the Kedusha that you say after the Amidah, the Ayehesh Miraba de Agadta. And on that Yehesh Miraba, you say Kaddish of Agadta, Sheneema, he quotes a Pesukia in Yoiv Perek Yud, Eretz Eifasa, Kemo Oifel, Tzalmoves, Veloy Sidorim, a land whose darkness is like pitch blackness, a shadow of death, and without order, Veloy Sidorim. And Rava says, Ha Yesh Sidorim, the inference being here that when there is order, Tefem Oifel, then it emerges from the darkness as light. Hare Kiyum Ha'olam Talui Bisdorim. The endurance of the world, its existence, depends on certain orders. Obviously, in the context of the pasuk, it may be referring to orderliness in nature and whatever, but it's a deeper concept. Verak Seder Kavua Bilti Me'orar. It's only when one has order which is fixed and unshakable. It has the power to drive away the darkness of these curses, these calamities. If that's true on a global scale, it's equally true for the individual. Darkness and the shadow of death, they dwell also in the world of the individual, only when it's chaotic, when it's not organized, when there's pandemonium. Ha yesh sedorim, when there is order, tefir me'oifel, then light emerges. Gam b'chaya prat. I think one sees this sometimes during ben hazmanim, when there's less order, and then things tend to degenerate. That type of idea. B'chaya ha'adam ha'perati, harei kol hanaga yetziva shumatzlech likboa. In the life of the individual, every hanaga yetziva, that means some mode of conduct that a person adopts which is stable, it's constant. This is now how he behaves. Shu matzlech likbo, that a person manages to establish ma'ala esachayim lerama umadaga yosegvoa. Number one, it raises one's life to a higher level. And second point, extremely important, ve'af machnisa es adam bemador miyuchad shel hashgacha pratis. It places a person into a higher compartment, literally, of Hashgacha. This is a point we'll see as we read through the rest of the chapter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha becomes more intense, more immediate, more intimate, the greater the person is. And the person is greater when he has certain Hanagois that he manages to establish as a part of his life. Let's see this Gemara in Brachos Davov. Omar Ravin Bar Rav Ada Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Ragil Lavoy Leveis HaKnesses. A person's Ragil, this is what we're talking about. Ragil is in the sense of Seder. He comes to shul daily. This is a fixed and unmovable part of his routine. Veloy b'yom echad, and then he misses a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash'il boy. Here's a hint already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inquiring. That's the Chazal's way of telling us that such a person has achieved beforehand a level of hashgacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, he's inquiring. Why is this person not here today? Sheneemar, the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun, says, Mi bochem yirei Hashem, Shema bekol avdoi, who among you is fears Hashem, listening to the voice of his servant, asher holach chashichim ve'ein noigaloi. He may have walked in darkness with no light for himself. And the Gemara here makes the inference, im lidvar mitzvah holach noigaloi. If he went for some matter of mitzvah, and that's why he missed coming to shul, noigaloi, there is light. Ve'im lidvar reshus holach, if he went for something else, less important and not essential, Ein noigaloi, then he doesn't have that light. And the pasuk in Yeshaya continues, Yivtach b'shem Hashem, that let him trust in the name of Hashem. My tama, why is it that if he went for a dvar mitzvah, he gets light, but if he went for a dvar reshus and missed shul, ein noigaloi, why? Mishum dehavale livtoch b'shem Hashem. He should have trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo yibotach. He did not. Says the author, the point you mentioned a moment ago, Hare haragil lavoy leveis haknesses, a person who is accustomed in a particular act, a positive act, zeichel hashgacha miyuchedes. It's a higher level of divine involvement, of providence. Meaning, Hainush im Yom Echad Loiba, if he misses one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Boi. That's Chazal's way of telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more involved, a greater Hashgacha. Veshuv, Shmiras HaSeder HaKavua Ba'avodah, to maintain, to preserve that fixed order, that routine, that should be Noigaloi. That's a mistake over here, yeah? Not Nogia. Noigaloi. You will have light. There's a greater level of life over here. Ufritzas HaGadel Eloita Maspik, whereas Pitzas HaGadel, you know, that expression, that breaking that routine without a sufficient reason, say Chazal, Ein noy galoy. There is no light there. She'ara livtoach b'shem Hashem. He should have trusted here in the name of Hashem, ve'loy levatel es hanagasei hakevu'ah, not to negate his regular commitments. Uv'shilei makois, this is makois dav chavdal edamud alef, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu lamed gimel. Oitem oznoi mishemoy adamim. He seals his ears from hearing of bloodshed. And Chazal interpreting it, deloy shama bezilusa de tzurba merabanan veshasik. The pasuk there is praising a certain type of person. Here the Gemara says it's referring to a person who, if he heard a tzurba merabanan being denigrated, being mocked, or whatever it is, he did not keep quiet. He rebuked such a person who made a derogatory statement about a tzurba merabanan. And the Gemara says, "Kun Rabbi Elazar beRabbi Shimon Netana, Rabbi Elazar the son of Rabbi Shimon VaYochai." So Rashi tells us, "The nafik richa shemeudnei v'ischazel itesei bechelma." This is from Bava Metzia, the yes in Perek HaPoalim, around Pehei, where it says that Rabbi Elazar, after he died, wasn't interred, he wasn't buried, he was placed in an attic for many, many years, and his body did not decompose at all sorts of things. At any rate, at one point, nafik richashim udnei, an insect or something like that emerged from his ear. So something that was obviously beneath the dignity of such a great Tana. V'ischaza le'itase bechelma, so the Tana appeared to his wife in a dream. He had been dead for many years. V'omarla, he said to the reason for this, hi, this calamity, this indignity has befallen my corpse, that an insect has crawled out of the ear, is because the shemais bezilusa de tzurba merabanan. There's again a mistake here, not tzubra. Tzurba merabanan. Because once I heard a derogatory statement about a Tamid Chacham, veloi mechoy kidemeboili, and I did not protest as was appropriate. Once. And Rashi then explains, Alma bechayav, you see from here that when he was alive, Hava ragil edakdek b'chach. He was very careful. He was ragil. This was his common practice, that if he ever heard somebody saying a derogatory statement about tzur ben rabbanon, he protested. Hava ragil edakdek b'chach. Ulfichach hikpid HaKadosh Baruch Hu alav al oisa hapam. And that's why, that once, when he didn't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makpid. Sheloi micha. Harei hanaga shadam kovel atzmo. We see from here, there's another source in Chazal, that when a person is kuiver, I mean, it becomes a fixed part of him, mafne elav hashgacha miuchedes merayim, that turns towards him a special hashgacha, great hashgacha. Hashem is more involved, more intimately involved. The providence is more intense. And the consequence of neglecting it, has nachasa, if a person does the opposite, if he neglects that particular thing that he has been accustomed to, me'oireres tusumas libo shakadosh buhu. In these cases, it awakens Hashem's attention in a negative sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash'il boi, like in the initial Gemara in Bachois there, umakpid alav, like the Gemara in Makois. Whereas the opposite, v'kiyuma, if he continues with it, mamshich alav bracha v'zchus mimaroim adi'ad. To maintain that constant conduct draws upon him bracha and zchus from Shemaim. Sham b'vrachois oid, continuing the Gemara in Bachois davav, Omar Rabbi Chelboi, Omar Rav Huna, that should be Rav Huna, not Rav Ches. Omar Rabbi Chelboi, Omar Rav Huna, Kol HaKoiver Makom Lisfilasoi. Again, that word, Koiver. This is Koiver Makom Lisfilasoi, and he davens in the same place, Elokei Avraham Be'ezroi. The God of Avraham will assist him. His Nahagus Kvua Bifrat Katan. When a person establishes a fixed conduct, it's such a small thing, you daven in the same place. V'sachar kaze, and such immense consequences, positive consequences. Uverashi, in Rashi, the comments, be'ezroi Hashem ul assist him, kederech she'ezer le'Avraham, like he assisted Avraham. Ze, this individual, she'imetz le'atzmo echad mi'minagav shel Avraham avinu. He adopted one of the things that Avraham did, because this is derived from Avraham avinu. Chazal tell us, Rashi the comments in Chumash, the Didavin in the same place. So this individual adopted this particular conduct, the Didavin in the same place. Sheifas alav kol hasiyata dishmaya shezachal lah Avraham. All the siyata dishmaya is poured upon Avraham. So he earns it. Atu milsa zutarta hi anaga kvoa. Is it a small thing? Regular conduct, something that's fixed. The author here now, this paragraph is really remarkable. Kol mishu bardas yoyser mechaveroi, yoyser yatzivu behanagasoy mechaveroi. The Klal Gadol says the author, a person is a greater bardas. The more a person becomes intellectually developed and full of das, the greater that, the more stable he is in his conduct. He becomes stable, he becomes fixed in hanhaga. And similarly, kol hagadol mechaveroi yoyser mesudar b'chayav mechaveroi. It's a remarkable statement. The greater the person, the more organized he is. And organized in all realms of life, as we'll see in the rest of the chapter. Baseder ha'atzmi bo misna'alim ha'chayim ha'yomimim. In that orderliness in which day-to-day life conducts itself, boy nikar ha'adam ha'gadol. That's where you can tell a great person. He's mesudar. Now, it starts with basic things. Says the author, Seder HaChaim Maschil B'derech Eretz B'Nikyon Guf V'Chadar Megorim. The Seder we're speaking about begins with fundamental things. Here, Derech Eretz in the sense of these basic things. Nikyon Guf means hygiene. One can't neglect that. It's part of one's routine and it's unshakable. V'Chadar Megorim, also the cleanliness of one's bedroom. Here, I think in particular, he's referring to dormitories in yeshivos. It must become a completely fixed part of one's routine. Then beseder zmanei shena, that's a little bit more sophisticated. That a person's fixed in his times of sleep. He knows what he needs. The body requires a certain minimum amount of sleep. And he's makpid on that. Aruchois v'avoida, the same thing with meals, fixed meals, avoida. Those are basic things. Achar kach maskilim likvoa seder penimi lechol inanechim. Afterwards, a person becomes more maskil, understands how to arrange a seder, inner seder, for all matters of life, not just the outward things that we mentioned a moment ago. Halimud ve'avoida mekablim seder nois. Learning and avoidas Hashem, they also are subject to appropriate seder. Malakdim u'malachir. What comes first, what comes second. How much to learn, how much to revise. How much to devote time to eating and how much to rest. It all becomes fixed and organized and thought through. Ultimately, gulas hakoiteres, the cherry on the top, the final achievement, and this is of course a huge spectrum, but the ultimate achievement in this inner seder, hi hamachshava hamesuderes, is when one's thoughts are orderly and organized. This is exceptionally difficult, and therefore he says, Hadereshes avoida vigi'a miyuchedes. That requires very special avoida in toil. To achieve that state when one's thoughts are ordered, because as we mentioned many times, walking from the shul to the car, a distance of 100 meters, a person's mind is like a pinball machine. In that short distance, you could have had 1,000 thoughts. It just bounces from one thing to the next and is distracted by 1,000 stimuli from the outside. There's a phone and there's a car and there's a person and there's this and that and the other. Our thoughts just bounce from one thing to the other. And to get it to be mesudar, that a person can grasp a thought and work with it and not be distracted, takes a lot of avoida. But that's the ultimate achievement in this area. Now, says the author, this, everything we've said, applies to day-to-day life. But sometimes it happens midei pam. Once in a while we find ourselves b'matzavim shonim. Usually life flows fairly smooth, but once in a while there are certain exceptions, the different situations. Sometimes we find ourselves very suddenly b'matzav chadash asher terem yadanu al maskuntei, a new situation that we're not used to. It doesn't fit into my seder. And we couldn't perhaps prepare. It is completely unpredictable. Ashrei hayodea lesader atzmoi az. Yeah, fortunate is the Ben Torah who knows then to Mesadr himself, to gather everything together, to make sure that everything comes back to place. Lefi ikron his avodah. So in accordance with the principles of his avodah, the principles of his das, the eino me'abed eshton yisav. He doesn't lose his bearings. Doesn't lose his marbles. The eino nofel bruchah. Doesn't become dejected. It's very easy for a person who's adopted this idea of regularity and order. And then some event throws him off. The carpet is pulled from under your feet. It can easily lead to a person being dejected. It's difficult to adjust. So Ashrei, the person who knows, even though it was unpredictable, but he's like a compass. You can turn a compass, but just give it a few seconds, it's again pointing to the north. And it doesn't matter how much you shake and you move it, there's turbulence, but leave it for a moment, and it finds its direction. That's what we're talking about. Bazen ivchan adam gadol. This is how a great person is tested. Ve'yosef haya b'mitzrayim, says the pasuk. Rashi comments, Valahu vanava yubichlal shivim. Yosef and Ephraim and Menashe were counted in the 70 descendants of Yaakov already. Umaba lelamdeinu. What is this supposed to teach us? Vechilo hayinu yadim shoya b'mitzrayim. Did we not know already that he was in Mitzrayim for many years? What does the pasuk want from us? This particular phrase, Yosef Ibn Tzam, is to teach us Yosef's righteousness. Who Yosef haro'ez tonaviv? The same Yosef who was a shepherd. Who Yosef she'ab Mitzrayim is the same Yosef who was in Mitzrayim and Asa Melech and became such a powerful official. There's a consistency. And obviously he's not the same person. He grew and he's older and this and that. Of course things changed. But the direction is like that compass. He's pointing in the right direction. He's consistent in his tzidkus. Miyasoid haseid rugamken. Part of this idea is this. Shadam yeida lesader atzmo b'matzavei ruchu hashanim. This is part of avodah as well. That a person must organize himself when there are different moods. And here we're not talking about just a day-to-day, but it's a period. A person goes through a period. It's ups and downs. To be mesader himself, to recognize, again, certain periods are perhaps more difficult, more challenging, but still to have that consistency through his life. Levalit kefeu hayush, not to be overcome by despair, vishtof kol sdarav regelim, just like a flood that wipes away one's entire routine completely. Ulevalt tas kefeu midam imidesav, or that one midah should overcome him, utevatleu mimalach avodasei, and completely negate his avodah. That's also, he says, part of the Seder. The person should not use mesader himself through different such psychological states. The final point is this. Hari kol echad v'echad omed mispar pamim b'chayav. A few times in one's life, every individual has lifnei hachrois g'doylos g'olios, fateful, great, life-changing decisions. Every individual has this. So a few times in one's life, one is going to have to make these life-changing decisions. Asher b'hen mizgalei haseder ha'atzmi b'malach hayav. In these decisions is revealed this idea, the innate seder in the whole direction of his life. Oy lo yilemi shegolesh lesoch achrois elu ki iver ba'afila. Woe to a person who surfs into these decisions like a blind person groping in the darkness. Tuch pezizus v'shikulesak, through haste and empty judgments. Woe to such a person. V'ashrei hayodeh lishmor az, fortune the person knows to then, in those points, which may or may not be crisis points, it doesn't have to be a crisis point, but the decisions. An obvious example would be a decision about immigration, say, something like that. Big, life-changing decisions. So fortune the person knows to preserve then al retzifus isnagusei. There's an extra hay over there. It's a typographical error. Al retzifus isnagusei v'avodasei. The consistency of his conduct and his avodah. And the difficult circumstances when one is under pressure and things are changing. Hu matzliach la'afoich tikufois chayav ha'shonos. Fortunate is this person who succeeds in turning the different periods of his life legush echad, into one consistent whole. And there are different points, of course. There's no doubt about it. Things change, we grow, circumstances change, but if one can amalgamate these different periods of life into one gush, into one whole, shiye elokav imoy mitchila ve'atzif, like it says about Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him from beginning to end, or it says it about other gedolim as well, I think Yaakov Avinu, David HaMelech, whatever it is, that his life has a consistency, regardless of the difficulties and the nisyonos and the changes and the growth and the circumstances and the crises. Ultimately, he's pointing in that one direction, he's going forward in that direction. That's real Seder over here. I made a note for myself over here, in Sefer Das Torah, of Rabbi Yerucham Mimir. So in Parshas Bamidbar, when it speaks about Vechanu Bnei Yisrael, when it speaks about how Bnei Yisrael encamped, he speaks there, Rabbi Yerucham speaks about this, the Seder of his teacher, the Saba Kadisha Mikelm. Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelm, I made a note for myself to look over there. Rav Simcha Zissel exemplified this. He was just the picture of consistency. It's a remarkable description of his life, just remarkable how consistent he really was. Just, he exemplified Seder. Adkan.